May 2, 1915. One who lives in the divine will takes possession of the most holy humanity of Jesus, and just like another Jesus, she can present herself before the divinity to plead for her brothers and sisters. My days are more and more bitter. This morning my sweet Jesus came in such a suffering state that it cannot be described. In seeing him so suffering, I would have wanted to relieve him at any cost. Not knowing what to do, I squeezed him to my heart and, approaching his mouth, I tried to suckle part of his interior bitterness. Nothing. No matter how hard I tried to suckle, nothing would come out. I returned to my efforts, but it was all in vain. Jesus was crying. I was crying too, and seeing that I could not alleviate his pains in any way. What a cruel torment. Jesus was crying because he wanted to pour out, but his justice prevented him from doing it. I was crying and seeing him cry, and because I could not help him. There are no words to describe these pains. Sobbing, Jesus told me, "My daughter, sin snatched chastisements and wars from my hands. I am forced to allow them, and at the same time I cry and suffer with the creature." I felt like dying for the pain, and Jesus, wanting to distract me, added, "My daughter, don't lose heart. This too is in my will, because only the souls who live in my will can confront my justice. Only those who live in my volition of free access to share in the divine decrees and plead for their brothers. Those who reside in my will possess all the fruits of my humanity, because my humanity had its limits, while my will has no limits. My humanity lived in my will, drowned in it, inside and out. Now, the souls who live in my will are the closest ones to my humanity. Making my humanity their own, because I gave it to them, they can present themselves before the divinity being covered by it, like another me, so as to disarm the divine justice and plead for forgiveness for the perverted creatures. As they live in my will, they live in me. And since I live in everyone, they also live in everyone and for everyone. They live hovering in the air like the sun, while their prayers, acts, reparations and everything they do, are like the rays which descend from them for the good of all.